Newmarket Council wants to bring Ghouls and Ghosts back to the Dave Kirwan Trail again next year after a successful three-day event on Halloween weekend. The town hosted the Haunted Halloween Trail October 28 to 30 at the Environmental Parks Trail, featuring decorations, sound effects and actors in costume. The first-time event was designed around pandemic public health restrictions, but councillors said November 1 that it should become a regular event regardless. Mayor John Taylor said the event garnered more than 3,000 people over the three nights, and the feedback was strongly positive. I went through with my son, who is 11, and he was screaming and running through the whole thing. He was both overjoyed and terrified simultaneously for 20 minutes, Taylor said. People coming out of it could not believe what they experienced. I think we just put an annual event onto our calendar because I don't know how you could not do it again. The event at 325 Woodspring Avenue featured staff members and volunteers dressed up to scare visitors. There was no admission charge, but participants had to pre-register in maximum groups of five, with COVID-19 public health protocols enforced. Other councillors also complimented the proceedings. This was a professional production, Deputy Mayor Tom Vegg said. I received nothing but positive feedback on that. Especially during such a difficult time with COVID, I think staff has done a terrific job in events. The staff has really realized that they have an extra special talent, Councillor Kelly Broom said. This council should sure make sure that event becomes an annual one, just based on the creativity from our staff alone. The event also garnered a positive reception on Facebook, though some reported that registration slots were filled up. Council also turned its attention to what events come next. Councillor Jane Twinney said she has received questions about a Santa Claus parade, but the town has opted to hold a walk-through event on Kane Parkway November 20 instead due to planning around pandemic restrictions. But more citizens will be able to get in together than the drive-through event the town had last year. Because the restrictions are different than they were last year, it allows us to accommodate more people in a walk-through experience, Director of Recreation and Culture Colin Service said. Participants will walk along Kane Parkway and experience the parade, as it's not moving.